Welcome along to another edition of Laura na Páirce here on WLR. Tomás McCarthy here till 7 o'clock. And many thanks to Gavin Whelan for filling in last week. Jam-packed show as always. McDara McDonagha from the Dungarvan Leader is ready to preview round one of the County Senior Hurling Championship. Cyril Farrell will look ahead to Sunday's All-Ireland Hurling Final between Clare and Cork. And later in the hour, we'll hear about the new book, A History of Lismore GAA.
It's all over, it's all over. And Ballygunner have made history here this afternoon. They've made it 10 in a row. Huge day for the club. 9 in a row, we will remember Aaron's Own, 27-35. Mount Zion, 53-61. But now Ballygunner have won from 2014 to 2023. They've made it 10 in a row. Historic day for Ballygunner.
Yes, the sounds from last year's county final as Ballygunner completed a record-breaking 10 senior hurling titles in a row. The 2024 championship gets under starter's orders this weekend, very shortly, just down the road from our Dungarvan studios down in Farfield. And McDara McDonagha from Dungarvan Leader is here to give his predictions. And McDara, I might start with a headline that you wrote in the Leader this week. Can any club derail Ballygunner in the race for the News and Star?
Of your eloquent introduction there, you left out two words: at last, the county championship starts. We've had a long break here, but sure, that's the question really. And it's long odds. They seem as determined as ever. I saw them the league final a couple of weeks ago, where they were in between a combination of first and second gears and short about six players, and yet they beat Mount Zion fairly comfortably now. The hunger is there, the desire is there. They want to win another All-Ireland, and to win another All-Ireland you have to win your county championship first and then your provincial. And you know, they've been breaking records, two records broken last year, the 10 in a row here in Waterford and the 3 in a row in Munster, first club to ever do that. But there's one, the Tommy Moore, that's what they want the Tommy Moore more than anything else. And they're exceptionally driven. They come back with the same, you'd have to credit the players and the management. They come back with the same hunger and desire year after year. We'll say up to the last, we'll say 2 or 3 years, they used to be vulnerable in one game, but they haven't been vulnerable in any game in the last 3 years, I suppose, Tomás. You know, and I see you're agreeing with me here. You know, so it's hard to see, but that is the challenge for other clubs. Other clubs need to get up to their level and not hope that Ballygunner will come down. Now, the day will come. The day will come. No club, nothing lasts forever. And they have a couple of exceptional leaders there who are still going, defying time, some of them. But when they go, it might be a different story, but they have no notion of going yet.
Those leaders are still around, McDara, but they are going to be missing one of their young prospects for the start of the championship at the very least. Patrick Fitzgerald has suffered a broken jaw. How much will they miss him?
A huge loss, because clubs were marking them, had to watch Desi and had to watch Patrick inside the full forward line. The two of them were, and I also have to say Kevin Mahoney, who played superbly for Waterford in the championship this year. You know, so they're a very, very important full forward line, and any time a big player goes, it's a loss. You know, even with the resources of Ballygunner, it is a loss, and hopefully he'll recover soon. But I'm hearing he'll be up for quite a bit of the Waterford championship.
Yeah, we wish Patrick a speedy recovery, because that's a really, really nasty injury. McDara, which club look the most likely to take the trophy away from Ballygunner?
Well, in the word known, but
give us some of the contenders.
Well, if you're looking at them, a club that should be competing is, because they have the playing resources, is Abbeyside. Abbeyside Ballinacourt, I think, is the official name now. Their, I won't say problem, but it is an element that dual clubs face, and that they also play football, and they're competing in football, and it's very difficult to do both. Very difficult to do both. Now the split season has made it a bit easier, but even so, it makes it that bit more difficult. They're not the only club in that predicament. 4 Mile Water have been improving incrementally in the last couple of years. Last year they got to a semi-final, gave Ballygunner bags of it for 35, 40 minutes last year before eventually succumbing. Have they improved this year? If they have, they'll go that bit nearer.
New manager as well in Derek Lyons.
New manager as well, yeah. Be no good unless they're drawn against Dungarvan, of course, some match. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. You'd wonder about De La Salle. Now, when I say you'd wonder about De La Salle, it'll be interesting to see what De La Salle bring to the table this year. Again, they would have players, they would have their, to a certain extent, their resources. For a lot of these clubs, is are they kind of almost beaten before they go out onto the field against Ballygunner? I mean, the motivation for most of the clubs to top the group is because we'll avoid Ballygunner in a quarter final. So is there going to be some management, some manager, some person who will say, do you know what, let's take them on and try and lift the players' confidence, take them on? Because that is a huge factor, I think. It was the same against Kilkenny, when Kilkenny were under pomp in Leinster. Nobody wanted to play them. And you know, and eventually Tip came and Tip said, hey, we'll take you on. And they did. It took them a while. They lost in 0-9, but they bet them 10. And, you know, somebody might have to do that in Waterford. At this remove, it's hard to see. But let's see a few group games first.
Speaking of those group games, Mac, we have four groups of three. The top team, as you mentioned, qualifies for the quarterfinals. Second and third then enter the preliminary quarterfinals. Clonay and Tallow are thrown in very soon, 7:30 in Fraher Field. Who do you fancy in this one?
We mentioned injury. Ryan Gray also suffered a serious injury. He won't be available for Tallow. We wish Ryan the best and hope that he's back in full health sooner rather than later. He's a loss to them because Tallow's resources would be a little bit thin. Clonay are another team that were kind of improving ever so slightly every year now. Can they make that other jump? Billy Power is back, I think, so they're probably at full tilt here. You'd expect Clonay to win that one. Now, Tallow have surprised us in the past, but I think I'll go for Clonay there.
Rowan Moore are the other team in Group A, Mac. They lost last year's semi-final by a point to De La Salle. What do you expect from them this time around?
Again, you know, Rowan Moore are one of these teams that are difficult to beat, but sometimes they find it hard to win. It sounds like a contradiction, but it's not really. Are they bringing on players to take some of the heat off Gavin O'Brien? O'Connor Ryan has made huge progress there. You also have Kim Wadding, a few more. Another team I'm not sure about. I'd have to see them. I don't know. I'm not sure really about Ron Moore yet this year.
Mm. Who do you think will top that group, Group A?
I think it'll be between Clonay and Ron Moore. And I'll take a pump and I'll say Clonay, but I could be completely wrong.
Very good. Well, this is the time of year for predictions.
Get it wrong.
Looking at Group D, we have a double header on Saturday in Welsh Park, starting off with Abbeyside and Ferrybank at 5:00. Who will pick up their first win of the campaign here?
Well, Ferrybank had a great win in the Premier Intermediate last year. Capoquin, a couple of in his favourites, but Ferrybank, deserving winners. Mark O'Brien, superb from the midfield. He is a wonderful club hurler. Wonderful club hurler. And I forget his first name. One of the Suttons came on and had a key role there.
MJ Sutton.
Yeah, no, I did hear afterwards that four or five of them went away shortly after that win. Now, whether they're back or not, it's always difficult for a team that goes up, we'll say a team that hasn't been in the top grade before. So for everyone, because of that, it usually happens if you go across the water in the Premiership and soccer, usually the promoted teams are the teams that are the favourites to go back down. So they'll be doing well to avoid that. Don't know how many they will have, but look, if Abbeyside are going to make a statement, Benji's at the helm there, Pat Carney's still there. This is where Abbeyside need to come out and make a statement and say, hey, we're contenders this year. They didn't play well last year, if you remember. They didn't play well at all last year. They struggled in some of their games. Seanan Callaghan's a big loss to them. Definitely he's a big loss to them. But they still have him. They can call on the three senior players. They can call on a few of the under-20 players. This is where Abbeyside need to stand. Abbeyside Ballinacorty, I should give them the correct name. They need to stand up tonight and make a statement and say, hey, we're serious about this championship.
The aforementioned Fermoy Water are also in Group D. Mac, who do you think will advance directly to the quarterfinals?
I with respect to Ferrybank, it's probably between the other two teams there. Fermoy, as I mentioned about Abbeyside Ballinacorty, the hurling and the football, Fermoy, the Nair, same kind of thing. But I it'll be interesting to see this year. Like they were progressing, they were making that continual progression. Fermoy in the last couple of years to last year's semi-final, first time they had reached a semi in quite a while. So can Derek build on that? That'll be a belter of a game. Abbeyside, Ballinacorty and Fermoy. That should be a real belter of a game. I'm going to go with it's very hard to call it, but I'll go with Fermoy.
The second game of that Welsh Park doubleheader Saturday evening, Mac, is Mount Sion, and Passage has a 6:45 start. After his year out of intercounty, what do you think we'll see from Austin Gleeson?
What I saw of Austin in that league final was his long range freeze, his sidelines are fantastic. Didn't do a lot in general play in the first half, came into it a bit more in the second half. You know, Austin is Austin. Austin is one of these few players in the country, I would say in the country, who is capable of winning a match on his own. But maybe Mount Sion's, I won't say difficulty, but their challenge is where best to play him. You know, where to get the best out of him. Is it centre back? Is it midfield? Is it roaming wing forward? You know, Stephen Roach is the last of them now. Stephen Roach is out for the year and he's a loss. Owen Whelan is back. They still have, you know, they still have Luke O'Neill. Might be a little bit light in attack. Might be a little bit light in attack at Mount Sion. Passage, I'm told, going well at the moment. Their training is going well. I hear that they're very happy with their preparations. They have a new management team, but I can't think of the first name. Matt McKilkenny is at the helm.
Gavin Nolan.
So
Noel Connor's in the backroom team as
Noel
well.
Noel Connor's the backroom team. It's last year they were in a relegation playoff, I think, which they won handily. Liam Flynn came up with these with his cohort of wonderful points, which he does sometimes. I saw him on sign. I didn't see Passage. I'll go on a mad hunch and I'll say Passage just might do it.
Where will they play Mark Fitzgerald, Passage?
A good question. For me, six.
Six. Very good. De La Salle, last year's beaten finalists, are also in this group, Group B. How do you see it panning out, Mac?
De La Salle are probably the favourites to come out of it. But again, Mount Sion would have no fear of De La Salle, never had. Passage wouldn't have any great fear of them either. But on the assumption that, you know, De La Salle, they have still a cohort of quality players, I'll go with them just about to top that group.
Turning then to Group C, Saturday evening, 6:45 in Fairfield, Dungarvan versus Lismore. What's your prediction here?
Huge game. Because, let's face it, both of them will be outsiders in the take on Ballygunner. Dungarvan won't have Dara Lyons. Lismore won't have Paddy Prendergast or Cormac Daly. Lismore's training has, by all reports, gone quite well this year. Dungarvan's has gone well. Owen Cadigan is still with Dungarvan. He might be thinking of the match
a couple of
hours later. But hard to say here. Dara's a huge loss to Dungarvan.
Dara Lyons.
I'm going to say Lismore there.
Could it be a shootout between Patrick Curran and Maurice Shanahan here?
It could if Maurice is playing. Of course, we don't know who's playing. Or, you know, has the hand injury healed sufficiently for Maurice? But be interested to see who will Lismore put Éireann Daly on Patrick. If it'll be, it's always good to see county players marking one another. You know, I know that in the modern hurling, it's more zonal than anything else. But sometimes it's great to see two good players marking one another and see who gets the upper hand. Like we saw it in the semi-final a couple of weeks ago, Owen Cody on cornerback
Adam Hogan.
Brilliant tussle. And it's great to see, though. That's why people pay to go to matches, to see individual challenges like that.
Ballygunner also in this Group C, Mac. Will they top this group and make it 11 in a row, in your opinion?
At this remove, it's hard to see anybody else beat them. And I know I'm contradicting what I said earlier on, that I'm writing off clubs. But let's see a few games first before we make a final thing. At this now, here and now, Ballygunner are the hot favourites to win their 11th.
The Premier Intermediate Hurling Championship also gets underway this weekend, Mac. We have four games. We have Bricky Rangers and Clashmore Kinsale Beg thrown in very soon, 7:30 in Cappoquin. Then we have three games on Saturday, a doubleheader in Limmy Bryan. We have the new combination of a fan, Cappoquin, and Turin going up against Tramore at 2 o'clock. That's followed by Dunhill and Ballysaggart at 3:45. And then at 5 o'clock in Fairfield, also on Saturday, we have Shamrocks going up against Ballygunner second string team. So we have 8 clubs competing for this championship. Who are the standout contenders in your view?
Well, firstly, this was a great championship last year. I heard people saying, it won't work. We're bringing out the two lads going too far in the county. And just people get carried away in this county. People consider a 15-mile journey in this county a long journey. They should try living in Cork or Galway or Kerry, somewhere like that. I digress. looking at it here, looking at Group A, Dunhill have come down. there's two ways you can react to being relegated. You can bounce straight back up, or you can be in a bit of difficulty and trying to get back up. Their age profile is against them. Their age profile is against them. Shane Casey, Eamon Murphy, shoving on a bit. Can Killian Bonner do? He'll have to do a lot of the heavy lifting, I'd say, himself. They might struggle to get back up. Looking at Shamrocks, very good last year, faded away a bit. They may have lost a few players. I'm not sure of that. Ballygunner will have an advantage tomorrow in that they will be able to play any regraded players because they haven't played the senior game until round two. So that'll make them that bit more difficult. Now, Ballysaggart, the boys are back. The boys are back in town. The three boys, like, you know.
The three Bennetts.
Like, we don't have to say any more. And true, we've seen them before on their own winning games. Hopefully Stephen is back playing. I saw Stephen coming off after the Limerick game, and he was all the signs of a man who's struggling with injury. So hopefully he has had that time to rehab and get back, because when the three of them are in full flow, they're a joy to watch. Looking at the other group, Bricky's gone up. When you win a championship and you go up to the higher grade, you always have that fillip of a kind of thing. You have that bit of the momentum and everything else. They'll be watched carefully. ACT. A fan Capoquin Turin. Apparently, a number of players would be injured, so they might get it go difficult at the start. But the time to have your injured players back is when the when it comes to the business end of a championship. That's when you want them back. So they'll hoping to hold their own, and then that they'll have their injured players coming back. Tramore surprised a lot of people last year. Thereabouts, wouldn't know a hell of a lot about Tramore, I'd have to be straight up. Haven't seen that much. And then you look at Clashmore, Kinsale Beg, and we mentioned about the boys are back. The man is back. Tig is back. And what a hurler. If you ask me now who would my favourites be for that, it's very open. It's very, very open. If the boys hold their fitness, Ballysaggart will go very near, I think. Ballygunner, if they can hold on to their players, we'll say, who haven't been playing, who are on the fringes of the senior, but still a little bit of play, premier to intermediate. And looking at the other group, I'm looking towards Clashmore, Kinsale Beg there, assuming as well. Like, I mean, they also have the Fitzgeralds, and they have hopefully Brian O'Halloran can play this year as well. So if an edge, you know, they're thereabouts. Let's take a punt and say Ballysaggart, Ballygunner, Clashmore.
Very good, very good. McDarren McDonagh, GA writer with Rungarvan Leader. You've teed up the championship very nicely. Thanks a million for dropping in the studio today.
No bother.
WLR, the sound of Waterford.
Well, as you may have heard on our news bulletins here on WLR this week, an under-15 Division 1 hurling match between Ballygunner and Neroisig was abandoned on Monday night after a brawl between players, mentors and spectators. Investigations into the incident are ongoing from Gardaí and Waterford County Board. Earlier this week, former GAA President Nicky Brennan gave his thoughts on the matter.
No matter what way you look at it, it involved young lads, it involved mentors, it involved parents, and the referee was in the middle of it all trying to bring some order to it. So it was understandable that the game was called off. So it is wrong, and there's a responsibility here on the part of mentors in charge of teams.
We are WLR, the sound of Waterford.